And I know not everything I do is perfect, but I like to think I try to make it worth it. And I think sometimes you will go a little bit too far down that road. We can waste away the years with each fight, 'cause I know how much we both like to be.
I'm Shonda Phillips, and I am the bass guitar player.
I'm John Phillips, and I am the singer and guitar player.
I'm Dayton Kripe, and I'm the stunt guitar player.
I'm Randy Anderson, and I am the drummer.
So let's start at the beginning here. Tell us how you guys started playing together.
All right. Oh,
well, I play with John all the time.
Did you want to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, anyway. All right. It's kind of a funny story. I kind of had this great idea. I've been writing songs for quite some time, and I had this great idea that I should get out and actually start playing some of those songs. So the logical order of things is you meet some people, you put a band together, and you practice for a while, then you get a gig or something and go out and play in front of people. Well, I thought, why not go backwards? So I scheduled a gig, and I totally bluffed a band.
It was a good idea.
And then I made about 20 phone calls. And the essence is that, these are the people that showed up because they like me.
Yeah.
Bottom of the barrel.
We are fans.
It sounds like one of these people is related to you by last name, Shonda. Do you want to explain that?
Yeah. Back in, I think it was 99, I married John Phillips. So we're kind of referred to as peanut butter and jelly. And I've always been a fan of John's music because he plays guitar around the house and has been in other bands before. So I think it was just natural for him to finally say, hey, why don't you just go ahead and pick up the bass and back me up here? And I was like, that's a good idea. So, but it's been a lot of fun. I've been playing for, about a year now. So it's fun.
Well, and you are on bass, which some people might find unique for a female.
Right.
How do you pick that instrument?
I like power, I've always been attracted to instruments like cello, and I like that rumble. And I can handle it, so I just said, hey, that's my position. I've dabbled in guitar, but it's just not my thing. It's too delicate and sweet. I kind of like the low tone, so.
And so how long have you guys been together as this group, the Complaint Line?
We got together the three of us, Dayton, Shonda, and myself got together right before the show that I had booked, which was November of 2012. So we've been together just over a year now. Randy joined in early 2013 and kind of filled a major void that we had. So
Randy's our multi-talented person. So he's actually he's also a guitar player.
And best thing yet, he brings a bunch of stuff to shows. So when our forgetful selves leave things at home, Randy almost always has a backup.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've brought guitars and capos and extra mics, cables.
Everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so, Randy, you're on drums. Do you play music in any other groups, or what was your musical background before?
Well, actually, interestingly enough, I was actually in a previous band with John. Probably this is 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And the group of guys I was playing with recently actually things just fell apart. And I actually sent John a message asking if he knew of any bands looking for guitar players. And he didn't know of anybody. And then, a week or two later, sends me a message back like, well, my band's looking for a drummer if you're interested. So I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
And Dayton, you called yourself a trick guitarist. Explain what that might mean.
Stunt guitarist. Stole that from Frank Zappa. That's what he called Steve Vai when he was in the band. But no, I guess I'm more the lead guitar aesthetics kind of the group. Played guitar all my life, basically anything that's stringed, mandolin, bass, anything like that. So playing all my life.
Tell us a little bit about the second song you guys are going to play now called Pure Misery.
This song, I like to introduce it as a happy little song called Pure Misery because musically it's pretty upbeat. It's got a good upbeat melody.
Yeah. And we're ironic like that.
And we like irony.
I wanna say another space and time that I could make the rhythm rhyme. Another place, another void, something less like this noise that I
I'm offering today in my stupid kind of way. Sometimes all my thoughts just seem to run together one after another.
So does the complaint line have any local influences or bands around the area that you guys look up to?
Well, yeah. You know, we
there's a bunch of awesome
bands. We're all really big fans of music, you know, so we're always listening to a wide range of things. And I think, you know, we pull influence either consciously in some cases or subconsciously from a lot of different sources. You know, as far as like other local bands specifically, we have a lot of friend relationships with local bands, a lot of mutual respect. I'm not sure if anybody directly influenced our sound or like where we're coming from, but you know, there's certainly a lot of local bands that I could gladly name check. There's a band from Jacksonville called Pattern Gray.
Oh, yes.
They're all a bunch of really good guys. They come from a very similar influence pool, I think, as us. We both kind of
the closest. Musically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're similar in style to what we do, and they're you know, they're a bunch of good guys. They not so much an influence, but definitely, you know, kind of a band friendship, camaraderie kind of thing. So
I Annihilate everybody. I used to watch Annihilate all the time growing up. So
yeah,
as far
like
as a
icons.
Great live show, I don't think they influenced us. But when you talk about a local band, that really that's a perfect live show.
No, absolutely. Yeah, on a musical level, not necessarily because we don't really sound a whole lot like Annihilate. They do their own thing, and we kind of do our own thing.
Now, you guys have a relatively new song to play today called Keep Hanging On.
Yeah, this one is really new.
Brand new. It's our favorite way to play a song.
It's at this point at time of taping, it is approximately 2.5 weeks old.
It's a newborn baby.
Like a baby.
It's way, way new. It was really something that was developed by the band very quickly because it did come in such an infantile state that, you know, everybody really contributed a lot when we started jamming on it. And I think it's a good representation of where we are right now as a band.
The turns that made the path, laughter and the tears. Why has it come to this? Is it something I have done? Check the lamp for one more wish, a mistake to be undone. Oh, and you lose your footing and you're down to a thread. You might think it's easier to let it go instead. But keep on hanging on, keep on hanging in. You will find a better way for the story to end. Keep hanging on, keep hanging on. Footsteps in the distance, know that someone's there. Will it even make a difference if there's not enough to share? Time is a tricky thing, it's emphasized by man. And it keeps on changing, whether or not I can. Oh.